Dear children, I am MP Murali, TGT English and Social Science, ACS Kudangulam, Class 8, Subject Social Science, Section Geography, Chapter 3, Mineral and Power Resources, Module 2, Power Resources. Children, you all know the importance of power resources in our day-to-day life. Power plays a very important role in our life. How can you think a life without electric light, without fan? All the activities of our life depend upon the power resources. Power energy plays a vital role in our lives. We also need power for industry, agriculture, transport, communication and defense. You know, industry, NPCL, Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, they are, what is the basis of that industry? The NPCL is generating power on the basis of atomic energy. Agriculture operation required power, agriculture pumping out of water, the working of threshers, tractors, all the industrial activity, machine should be functioned. The functioning of machine, it depend upon the power. Without power, no activity. Transport, whether road, railway, airways, all the transport system depend upon the power resources to move. Communication system, defense, all the defense sectors, each and every activities in the production depend upon the power resources. Without power, nothing can be done. So power is the main source behind the economic development of any nation. Power sources may be broadly categorized as conventional and non-conventional sources. Two categories, conventional and non-conventional. First, let us think about conventional sources of power. Conventional sources of energy are those which have been in common use for a long time. Firewood and fossil fuels are the two main conventional energy sources. Let us analyze one by one. First, regarding the firewood. Firewood is widely used for cooking and heating. In our country, more than 50% of the energy used by villagers comes from firewood. So when we think about the firewood, there are some advantages. Easy to access, provide energy to a large number of people. But there are some problem, disadvantages. Collection is a time consuming. Then firewood, the burning of firewood might pollute the air, air pollution would be there, and it promote greenhouse effect. Greenhouse will be disturbed by the burning of firewood, and it would lead deforestation. If you are cutting wood for the firewood, ultimately it lead the deforestation. These are the disadvantages. Now let us discuss the next category, that is fossil fuels. Fossil fuels, that is remains of plants and animals which were buried under the earth for millions of years, got converted by the heat and pressure into fossil fuels. Fossil fuels such as coal, petroleum and natural gas are the main sources of conventional energy. The reserves of these minerals are limited. The rate at which the growing world population is consuming them is far greater than the rate of their formation. So, these are likely to be exhausted soon. So, we can see that these are not perennial, permanent. It will be exhausted. Okay, it is non-renewable resources. It cannot be renewed. So, we should have a concern for the use of these fossil fuels. First, among the fossil fuels, let us think about coal. Coal is the most abundantly found fossil fuel. It is used for as a domestic fuel in industries such as iron and steel, steam engines, and to generate electricity. You know, the thermal power. Electricity from coal is called thermal power. The coal which we are using today was formed millions of years ago when giant ferns and swamps got buried under the layers of earth. So coal is referred as buried sunshine. The leading coal producers of the world are China, USA, Germany, Russia, South Africa, and France. Where are the coal producing area in India? In India, the major coal producing area are Raniganj, Zaria, Dhanbad, and Bokaro. Also, Jharkhand. So, let us have analysis of the advantages and disadvantages of the coal. Advantages: extensively available, efficient conversion to electricity. It can be converted to electricity efficiently, and we are mainly depend upon the thermal power. But disadvantages are there: polluting source. The coal, the thermal power pollutes the air. It is a polluting source, and the coal is very bulky. For getting coal or transporting coal from one region to another region, it is a heavy work because it is a bulky thing. So very difficult to transportation. That is the one drawback. Okay, now let us think about the petroleum. Petrols that keeps our car running, as well as the oil that keeps your cycle from squeaking, both began as a thick black liquid called petroleum. Where it is found? It is found between the layers of rocks. It is drilled from oil field located in offshore and coastal areas. This is then sent to refineries which process the crude oil and produces a variety of products. What are the products? Diesel, petrol, kerosene, wax, plastics, and lubricants. Petroleum and its derivatives are called black gold. Why it is called black gold? It is much valuable. It is valuable that of gold. Our all industrial processes depend upon the coal. And it is black in color. At the same time, it is very valuable. So it is called black gold. Which are the chief petroleum producing countries? Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia. The other major producers are USA, Russia, Venezuela, and Algeria. Now in India, the leading producers in India are Digboi in Assam. Digboi coal field in Assam. Digboi in Assam. Digboi oil field in Assam. Bombay High in Mumbai. And the delta of Krishna and Godavari rivers. These are the major oil producing centers in India. So we had discussed about the petroleum, and regarding this oil resources, there are some advantages and disadvantages. Oil resources are easier to transport to tankers. And these are the basis of petrochemical industry. And some disadvantages are there: depletion of oxygen due to oil spillage and gas leakage, pollutants released caused acid rain, exploration of new fuel is not easy in regarding this petroleum resources. Now, next we have to discuss about natural gas. Natural gas is found with the petroleum deposits that is related. Natural gas is found with the petroleum deposits. It is released when crude oil is brought to the surface. It can be used as a domestic. Also, it can be used as industrial fuel. And who are the major producers of the natural gas? Russia, Norway, UK, and Netherlands are the major producers of natural gas. In India, where are the major natural gas producing centers? Jaisalmer, Krishna Godavari Delta, Tripura, and some areas of offshore in Mumbai have natural gas resources. Very few countries in the world have sufficient natural gas reserves of their own. The sharp increase in our consumption of fossil fuels has led to their depletion to an alarming rate. This is not perennial. It is not a renewable source. It is a non-renewable. The toxic pollutants released from burning these fuels are also a cause of concern. Unchecked burning of fossil fuel is like an unchecked dripping tap which will eventually run dry. This has led to the tapping of various non-conventional sources of energy that are cleaner alternatives to the fossil fuels. So we have discussed the significance of some of the non-renewable resources of energy. We have discussed about the coal, petroleum, natural gas. Now, next let us discuss about the hydropower. Hydropower, what is hydropower? Rainwater or river water stored in dams is made to fall from heights. The falling water flows through pipes inside the dam over turbines blades placed at the bottom of the dam. The moving blades then turn the generator to produce electricity. This is called hydroelectricity. The water discharged after the generation of electricity is used for irrigation, or it can be used for irrigation. 1/4 of the world's electricity is produced from hydropower. The leading producers of hydropower in the world are Paraguay, Norway, Brazil, and China. Some important hydropower stations in India are Pakranangal, Gandhi Sagar, Nagarjuna Sagar, and Damodar Valley Station. Now let us think about the advantages of the hydropower. One good, very good advantage, that is non-polluting. It won't pollute there. So it is a pollution-free sources of energy. And the hydropower promote irrigation and fishing. And in comparison with other sources of energy, these are cheap. Then there are some disadvantages. When you start a hydropower project, large area is required. Maybe there is a part of a village, tribal community might be there. The construction of hydropower lead displacement of local community. The local community have to move from that place to other area. Then hydropower project is very expensive. To establish an hydropower is not that much easy. It need a huge investment. So displacement of local community attracted a lot of protest nowadays. You have seen Narmada Bachavo Andolan started by Medha Patkar. And this is a protest against the establishment of hydropower project, because while starting the hydropower project, it led the displacement of local tribal people to other region. Many land area will be submerged due to the hydropower. So this is one of the drawback. But in the field of agriculture, hydropower plays a very, very important role. That's all about the conventional sources of energy. Thank you.